These last parashas are very depressing. All right. Alo Yisrael, we started by Yisum Me'ar Hashem. Al Yisrael, after kimat a year by Har Sinai, by the Har Sinai, v'chule, by Yisum Me'ar Hashem, Tina Kabarech me Beis HaSeifer, Me'inyan le'inyan, Mis'oinanim, Mis'avim. No, that was the Erev Rav. But then we come to Meraglim. Meraglim, Kumanoshim, Tzadikim, Nesir Yisrael, Pacha. What we spoke about last week. And the years, in a hair. Then we come to this week's parsha, the Korach, in bigger plea. Korach, Chazal tell us, was a Chochem Gadol. Migdoli Ator, Minoy Seho Oroim. Noy Seho Oroim, one has to be on such a madrega. The Oren was Mechalit, the people who went Roy. And he needed Elazar. Was Mamid, each Levi, the Fi Madrigosa, what he should do. And if Korach was Minoseh Oren, it wasn't that he should rushed forward to take the Oren, came Miatzmai, which maybe later on. You see what happens, Korach. Maybe you might have had a havamina like that. That didn't happen in the Mishkan. We know you say Aaron, that meant that Elazar, HaKohen, was done. Each Levi, the Fi Matrigosai, and Korach was right to be Minoisei Aaron. And we come with this parasha, the Pliyatsuma. He goes from such a madrega. To be koife in Torah's Moshe Rabbeinu, claims Moshe Rabbeinu made it all up. So Korach, we have a shtikel hesber. Those are not poshut. Korach's a complicated mensch. The whole Yerida was very complicated. He's called Korach al Shem Kireach, Mr. Baldy. Or maybe we should call him Hagon Amiti, Reb Baldy. A grace of mensch. Aber b'sofi shadova, Korach al Shem Kireach. Why? Chazal tell us the Medrash in Tanchume that after he was Zoiche with Shevet Levi to such a madrega of Kedusha, but Moshe Rabbeinu was Megaleach the Levim. Why was he Megaleach the Levim? Because they were Mechaper on the Avodah Zorah of the Bechoros. How's that Mechaper on the Avodah Zorah of the Bechoros? Avodah Zorah is Ziv Chemesim. Avodah Zorah has no real shaykhs, being oved to something which is has no bechira, it's misa, it's mace, it's nothing, it's no chiyus. And a metzoyer is nechshav kemeis. When a metzoyer destroys his chiyus with his averas, his kapara is, he has to be reborn, has to be a new mensch. So megaleach the metzoyer, then everything starts again. Kilo, he has a new haschala. Shevet Levi became the carbon themselves as the kapara for the Bechoros. Not only were they megaleach the Levim, as a kapara, kilo, their mesim, their pinkoim, like a carbon. What's a carbon? The Ramban says the pashas of a carbon is that a mensch, the choyte, he's soimech yodov on the carbon, he puts his kayach into the behema, and then when they shech the behema and they take the dam hachius of the behema, they put it on the mizbeach, he's got to see, the mensch sees, keilu, his chius should be on the mizbeach, keilu, he's going on the mizbeach. He's a bimkoin. So the levim were the etzen carbon for the bechoyrus. You know, they're a bimkoin. Veloizu bilvad. They were mainif, the levim. Like we do with certain korbanos. Kol dalad. Kibune ha'olam. Lamala lamata. Why? When we do that, what are we saying? We're taking the chefetz, and we do it with dalad minim. Loima, the dalad minim, a shaykh to you, Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Wherever dalad chelkei ha'olam, lamala lamata, it's yours. The levim have been given over to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The meridik ha'madriga. Says the Tanchuma, after that, Maimed, he came to the Beis Medrash, and nobody stood up for him. Didn't know who he was. You know, the people are completely shaven. The people look the same. They're certain ways dehumanized. It's like a mace and a new ascholin. They asked him. Somehow he made himself known that he was Korach. They said, "What happened to you? It's such a choshev upon him. Such a hadras pony." They don't. Moshe Rabbeinu shaved me. He went home. Gemara in Sanhedrin says he went home and his wife said to him, "What happened to you?" She went, "What? Such a choshuva. I had such a choshuva husband. No. You know, he was for the big Gedolim pictures. His picture was hanging everywhere. Beautiful. Choshva beard, choshva payas. Wow. Now look at you. Well, who did this to you? Moshe. Moshe, you know why?" says the Gemara. She said to him, "Because Moshe was mekane, your zivaponim, your hair." So he said, "Nah, he did it to himself as well." She said, "Yeah, but of course he did it to himself. He did it to himself, tomus nafshi, and plishtim, but amaisi, he was mechavin to you. You have to get rid of him to start up with him. Well, who told him what to do? This he's making it all up." Then she starts with her lomdus. She invented the lomdus, going to the Gemara, about the Beged Shekulei Tcheles. Before that, this mice happened before. Rashi brings from the Tanchumia. Maror Korach Lachlekin Moshe Niskania Nisiusa Shalitsof and Benuzir. Sheminehu Moshe Nosi Abnei Kohos Opi Adibu. Edkina. Why is Elitsofon became the Nosi Abnei Kohos? Oma Korach Achi Abba Abba Ahoyu. My father had four brothers. Shneema Abnei Kohos Amram Yitzchok, Hebron, the Uziel, Amram Abachar, not Lushnei Bon of Gedula. Bachar gets Pishnaim. Not a problem. Echod Melech, that was Moshe. Echod Kohen Gadol, it's Aaron. She's never a problem with Aaron. Learn this Rashi properly. They never a problem with Aaron. They never a problem with Moshe. I, the Maisa, can understand the Lomdus. When does the Bechor get Pishnaim? In the Yerusha. This is not Yerusha. Oh, maybe it's the Bechin of Yerusha. Chveis. Amram's no longer alive. Oh, but then he says, "Mi roi lito lesashnia." So who should get the next godless? Lo yani shani ben Yitzhar shu sheni la Amram. I should come next. Because Yitzhar was the next brother. Hu mina nasi. Is Ben Ochiv a cotton mikulam? He made Elitsofen Ben Uziel. Harayni choli kolibu v'batlis tomorrow. I'm going to destroy everything that Moshe did. Kliatsum. He's not bothered about Aaron. Aaron was months ago. Aaron was in Shmini when Aaron became the Kohen. What happened to the Kohen? Pasha's Kohen doesn't come there. When did Aaron HaKohen become the Kohen? In Nisan. And the Pashtas, according to the Machlokes over here, Rashi in our Parsha goes with the day that Korach was after the Meraglim. It was after the Meraglim. It's a whole Zman later. Meraglim was Tisha B'Av. Korach was sometime after that. So Aaron HaKohen has been Kohen for months. Lemaise, he was Mabane Elisophon also before the Maise with the Shady. The Ramban learns that he waited. He had these problems, but he waited. Couldn't start up with Moshe earlier on. Maybe even he was up, if you go Lefi Pshutai, without this Medrash. So he's got Taina and Aaron. Why is Aaron the Kohen? So he says, the Ramban says, he couldn't do anything earlier on. Everybody held a Moshe. Are you going to be married against Moshe? After the Meragli, after number one, the Bechoris lost their position. So the Bechoris were upset. Yeah. And after Meragli, there, the Rebbeinu was going and Misa and the whole door. And Moshe Rabbeinu didn't manage to stop that Gezeirah. So then Moshe Rabbeinu is no longer so popular. Now he can come along with make his plan to destroy Moshe. If we go with the Chazal, like Rashi's going, we have to, some reason he waited, maybe also because after Meraglim, that's when he could come. All these things were being poil on him in his pnimius. The kina to Elitzofen. Was the kina to Elitzofen, was it kina exactly, or was it mamash kovet? What was his taina? His taina was, I am roi for the next appointment. Why am I roi? Because I'm such a Talmid Chochem, because I'm in Noise Oroi, because I'm such a Godel, I'm such a Tzaddik, because I've got leadership qualities, I have all the tchunas which are necessary to be the Nosik. No, none of that. Because I'm the son of Yitzhar, Yichus, I come next. So was it Kino or was it Betz and Kovet? The Gaon says, the Mishnah in Ovis, Hakina ve'ataiva ve'akovod moitzin es ha'odam min ha'olam. The Gaon says, the Pirush HaGra on Ovis is Mekoros, in Mikra for all the Chazal. The Gaon says, Kovod is from Korach. He didn't bring Kino. Kino is this from Kain and from the Nochosh. So the Gaon, it's all covered. It's all a problem of covered. And even Yitzhar! Wasn't there more Kino, but Etzem? And even Yitzhar, it's a problem of covered. He didn't get the covet. He thought he was Roy for him. And then when he was shaven, they didn't stand up for him. It's a plea and a kazakh. He got to such a madrigal of Kedusha, he became Etzin Korban. It all went out of the thing. Who cares? Madrigal in, madrigal here. They didn't stand up for me. Nobody knows who I am. And when his wife starts hitting him on, telling all these zachen, so she got him inflamed. COVID. No human. That's Kairach. Dosen Baviron. Well, we know. Do we know who they are? But we met them before. That's not such a pattern. Of now 250 Rosh Senhadrois. 250 Rosh Senhadrois, Rabbi said. Ataina, if I would have been there, I'd be on Korach's side, miyad. Why? They put up tzetlach, kol oig of kulam kedoshin, kiddush levana oisis, then the ganze drosha of Korach, signed by Agona, Amiti, Agona, Agono, Minoise Ha'oroin, Korach, Ben Yitzhak, Ania Cotton, you know, there's always they put the thing. And then you have a list of 250 Moeses Gedolei HaTorah. Each one is Agona, Amiti, Rosh Sanhedrin, Kach V'Kach. Agona, Amiti, Agona, Agono, Rosh Sanhedrin, Kach V'Kach. Moron, you know, nowadays they have all these klolim of who's a moron and who's a moron and who's a gone and who's a go-on and who's all the lishonis and agona amiti, because they are in the Gemara we don't find any goinim. We don't find any goinim amitiim and marenus and etc. etc. The tool for the goinim to become a gone wasn't so poshut. Now it's very easy. How do you become a gon? You go to Meir She'orim. There's a shop which sells frocks. You buy a frock. It costs you 1,200 shekel. Maybe the price has gone up. The last thing, 1,300 shekel. You walk out of the shop with your smicha. A gon. And you get a choshuva frock, so gon amiti. You know, the velvet here. And then you're right. You're made. That's the dog we live in. Oh, and then it was real. 250 Rosh Senadrois with Moshe Shalaylah. And who came out for Moshe? Do we see that anybody comes out for Tevas Moshe? No one. Moshe Shalaylah was there. Moshe, Achei Rabbim Nahatos, what's the shine here? And the Maisa we see that Korach got the whole of Klal Yisrael on his side. With his late sonnets, with his drushes. Pachad Chodim. These 250 rushes in her drawers. What did they want? They didn't have the problems that he had. They didn't have the kina. They weren't from Shevet Levi. Reuben were from Shevet Reuven. No, they were Bechairos, maybe. Some of the Rishonim say they were Bechairos who lost the Bechairos. How did they come to this? Shnei, Reuben went from Shevet Reuven. And Reuven, in the Machaneh, was next to Kehos. Oy le Rosha, oy le Shcheinoi. They were neighbors. And Korach, day after day, was schmoozing with them. Hayitochen, Ahin, Aher, all his Lashon Haras about Moshe Rabbeinu. And he was mashpia on them. And he came out with this shita, which is a sheker gomer. He didn't believe in this shita. Kol o'edo kulam kedoshim hei. How do we know he didn't believe in it? Because Rashi brings a writer from Tanchuma. Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, Klor, Zoisasu, Chulochem Machtois, Korach v'choladosoi, Suvain Eish, Suvalein Ktoires, Lifnei Hashem Bocha, V'hoyo ho ish, Asheyivcha Hashem, Hu HaKadosh. Only one person's coming out alive from this contest. Brings Rashi. Atem mosai v'chamishi mish bevakshin kuna gedoyla af ani roitze bekach. It's interesting. But Moshe Rabbeinu said, I also want kuna gedayla. Why did he say that? It's not the ikin akuna lichayra. But the maisa, maybe, Moshe Rabbeinu was a kohen gadol. He was the kohen before Aaron became a kohen. And then he lost the kuna. And Moshe Rabbeinu has more shaychus to kuna than anybody else, and he lost the kuna. Afani wrote Zibakach. But the Rebbe Hashem said, no, it's Aaron. So I'm going to complain, I'm going to make a fight over it. Afani wrote Zibakach. Hey, lochem tashmish chaviv mikon. He aktoiris a chaviv mikol ha-korbonus. You want to be marking korbonus? So be marking the ktoiris. Ktoiris is the chaviv min ha-kol. V'sama movis nosum v'soichoi. Sheboi nisrufu nodo v'avihu. It's a very dangerous korban. You can become very close to Hashem. Ktoiris, where we makrib ktoiris, lifnim, not lifnai, but lifnim, in the hecha. All the other korbanos are bechutz, in the mizbeach, anachoshes. This is mizbeach azov in the hecha. It's much more pnimi. Ktoiris bring the svarim akdoshim, is loshen kesher, it goes straight up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Midas Adin goes straight up in a very close way. It's a very dangerous thing. If a person's roi is gewaldig. If a person's not roi, ayin nodav avihu. Lefichar hisra v'ayim, v'ayish ashiyivcha Hashem hu ha-kodesh. Kvar hu b'kdush osa. Only one person is going to come out alive. Were they tipshim? Shekach Yisro b'hem, the kiblo aleim lekari? And these 250 Rosh Hashanadra, it's not a bunch of amaratzim, and then people are dancing in the streets, and then a mitzvah gedoyda to do this, mitzvah gedoyda to that, and perhaps a nourish kite. They were taking probably drugged up to the eyeballs that they could do such a thing, and that's all avodas Hashem. These were Gdaile Oilam. Le Tipshimoyu Shekach Yisroel, the Kibla Alem the Kari. So Trashi, Hein Chotu Al Nafshoisa. This is all the Medrash. Hein Chotu Al Nafshoisa. Shneema is Machtus Hachatoim O Eile Ben Nafshoisa. What's the Pshat Hein Chotu Al Nafshoisa? The Mefarish in the Tanchuma, he says, the Be'etzim Echoite is a Shoigim. They were shoyigim. They wanted that kirva that is shayach from ktoiris. And they were prepared to die. And Enoch and Aminodav of Avihu died. But there was a tremendous kirva. Their misa was a misa's nashika. A very special misa. They had that same misa. Their neshamas were nisraf. Dainu, their neshama became so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the neshama was yoytze. And they wanted that kirva l'Hashem. But a ma'isa, that's all rotzen Hashem. L'chaim bohem, shalav kirva l'Hashem. With chaim, not to kill oneself. They were be'etzim spiritual suicide. That's what they were doing. They were committing suicide l'shem shamayim. So they all thought, they all understood, they're all going to die. None of them thought they were going to become the Kohen Gadol. Choytim and Avshoisim, and that's why the Machtois were Kaddish. Because there was Kulei L'Shem Shamayim. They were Kaddish. Afterwards they were made a Tzibui for the Mizbeach. Aber Zot Rashi, listen to this. V'koy Rashi Pikeach Hoya. You can't be Choshish Koyrach for such a thing. Who's a Pikeach? He wouldn't have done such a stupid thing. It was a tipshus, it was a shtus, maron shtus. So they had his rots and his karim. The kayach she pikeach haya. He wasn't that. Of course he wasn't that. Didn't start with that. And didn't continue with that. It was for all his cheshbainers and all these kina and the chule to destroy Moshe. The kayach she pikeach haya. Maron shtus. What's the answer? He didn't believe Moshe, and he thought everybody would survive. No. So, Eina he tells us, Rosh Hashem is Gedula Yotzis Menu, Shmuel Sheshoku Kenegit Moshe Ba'aron. He got Ruach HaKodesh. He realized what we're dealing with here. A mensch who gets Ruach HaKodesh to be mate him to do an Aveira. Give him an assignment to do an Aveira. He gets Ruach HaKodesh. He sees that Shmuel is going to come out from him. And Shmuel is shokel keneged Moshe Ba'aron. Omar bishviloi ani nimlat. So he held that he is going to be the one who's going to survive this. Aaron will die, and everybody else will die. He didn't realize, they didn't show him everything, that his sons were going to do tshuva. That's how Shmuel was descended from him. This is the one thing. He did not believe everybody should be a Kohen Gadol. He didn't believe he was going to be the Kohen Gadol. He's going to survive. But Agav, look at the Ashchosa, the total Ashchosa. You got 250 Gedolei Olam came out to support you. And they're all going into this competition. And you know they're going to die. How are you letting this happen? They're all the people who supported you. I would suggest, Rav Kairach, be a mensch. Turn around to the oilam and say, this is Rabbi Yisai, I have an idea. This is a gewaltige test. This will prove who the Rabbi Shalom wants to be the Kohen Gadol. I know you all want to be Makrib Ketoris. And if I become the Kohen Gadol, I'm going to allow everybody to be Makrib Ketoris. Just wait. Wait, let me do it with Aaron. I'm going to win. It's working now. I'm going to win. And then I'll let everybody do it. Just wait a few minutes. I didn't do that. Didn't say a word. Doesn't care. Ashchosa. Ad kidei kach. And lichayre, his sons were amongst the 250 makrivei ketores. Lichayre, efshanish, efshayen, not boro. But even his sons would be killed. Pliatzuma. Oh, but that's how far he got. So this kol ha'eda kulam kedoshim business. It's a bunch of a shaker. Agav, who chapped Pele? Who chapped the Rebbetzin Oin Ben Peles? She chapped the whole thing. Chochmas Noshim Bonsa Beisa, the Gemara says, is the Rebbetzin of Oin Ben Peles. She said to him, he wanted to go, so she said to him, you're a nar. She says, look, if Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be the boss, or Aaron, there's two different Lashonis there. If Aaron's going to be the Kohen Gadol, you're going to be the Talmud. And if Korah's going to be the Kohen Gadol, you're also going to be the Talmud. What do you mean if Korah's going to be the Kohen Gadol? The whole boat was called Edo Kulam Kedoshim. If Korah's going to be the Kohen Gadol, I'll also be the Kohen Gadol. She chapped. No, he's not going to make everybody. You think everyone's going to be equal? Everyone's going to be equal, but some people are more equal. And that's me, you know, it's like in communism, everybody's equal except the leaders. And she chapped it. And she stopped him. When he made it, he was chozer b'tshuva, and he survived. And Eino Chanami, Chazal say, Oin Ben Peles, he was kol yom of baninus, kol yom of he was doing tshuva, Ben Peles, Pele. It was a Pele. What's the Pele? Maybe the Pele was that he listened to his wife. maybe the Pele was that she was mechavin to that. I'll go upon him. The Gemara contrasts. Chochmas noshim bonsa beisa revitzen ein. As opposed to Iveles biodea taroseno, that's revitzen goirach. So we're dealing with parshas which are pchadim, Rabbi Yisai. Mamish pchadim. Now I have to make an Hakdama. When it's Hakdama, which you have to chaz over many, many times. We have no hasoga of these people. We have no hasoga of the godless of any of these people in the Torah Rishonim that we're talking about. How can we have a hasoga of somebody who was oymed mamish by Har Sinai, by Maimed Har Sinai? How do we have a hasoga of somebody who witnessed Be'enov, Makkas, Kriyas Yamsuf, Maimed Har Sinai, Oichel Mon, Shoisei Be'er? No hasoga. Poshe no hasoga. Kavachoyme, we have a hasoga of what a Rosh Sanhedrin in the time of that dar. Or what's a noise ha'arayin? We have no hasoga. So to try and come along and understand and say all sorts of svaras, it was this, it was this, it was this, it was this. We come with our little tiny hasogas of our musogim. And we tie and put ourselves into the feet of these gedolei olam and start teaching up. It's a toas gadol ad me'od. We have no hasoga what these people were. So why does the Torah teach us these parashas? What's it going to help us? Naniyaz Daiti, but what Chazal tell us, Chazal HaKadoshim tell us, that we see that there's a midah here of covet, or kina, or choitim benafsham, what Chazal tell us, they tell us. But to try and understand it and analyze the character of Korach and come out with all sorts of ideas, we have no rishus to do that. We have a poshut no asogim. Sometimes, at a much lower level, sometimes people taino when they hear something from a godel. They start saying, well, is this, is that, is the other. We have any asogis of a godel? Who are you to say that the God of this nigger is that nigger is this nigger is because of this, because of that, because of the other? You really have soga with the God. How much time have you spent with the God that you know anything about the God anyway? Because you once went to Reb Chaim Zecher Tzadik V'Kodesh Livracha and took a picture with him. That's your ganze shaychus. Or you didn't even take a picture and you photoshopped it and put it up on your wall. We're trying to understand these people. So what's the point? What can we learn from that? A few he'aras amitiyos which we can take out from this. The first he'ara, laniz daiti, mefurish achayvus alvavus, char yichud amaisa perikei. A yesoid, which we have to chazen yoimam v'layla. So the chayvus avovis. Ben Adam, Mr. Menschele, roi lecholodas, you should know, ki hasoin e'agodl sheyesh lecho ba'olam, the biggest soine you have. Every one of us has a soine. A soine, I'm such a nice guy. I'm friendly with everybody. I don't have any soine. Everybody likes me, as far as I know. Oh, all of a sudden you tell me I've got a soine. Not stam a soine. A soine agodl, ki a soine agodl, she yesh lecho boilom, hu yitzrecho. You have a yetzer hara. We all know there's such a musig of a yetzer hara. Why? Because we see it in Yena. Yena has a Yetzirah. Yena has a Yetzirah. We realize we have a Yetzirah. I have a Yetzirah. Hu Yitzricha hanimsach bekoichos nafshecha. He's mixed into all the koichos of your nefesh. Va'me'urav b'mezag ruchecha. and all the way your ruach works, all your feelings. The Yetzer is there, mixed up into it. V'amishtatev imcha b'hanhagas chushecha gufonim v'haruchonim. And the Yetzer is a shutuf with everything that you do, whether it's a gashmizdika thing or a ruchnizdika chush. A ruchnizdika chush. Wow. The Yetzer is there. Hamoishel besoides nafshecha, or bemidas nafshecha. He's shoilet on your midas, v'sofun choivcha, chuvcha. And your pneumius, what's inside in your pneum, in your subconscious, the Yetzer shoilet. Balatzoscha, bechol tnuoisecha. And he's giving you Yetzer's kaseda. He's your Yetzer Zogar in all the movements, every movement you make. He's there with his Yetzers. Hanirois, vanistarois, shetiena birtsoincha. Any movement which you have bechira over, which you have a rotzen, Yetzer's there. Do like this, do like that, do the other. Go here, go there. Sit up, stand, sit down, stand up. Everything, anything which you have a thing. Ha'oirev lefato is psuyo secho. He's ambushing your steps. Ay, ay, ay. A yetzer. We all have a yetzer. Vato yoshein live hu eldecho. And you're asleep and you don't realize that you have this yetzer. Oh, but he's not asleep. He's awake. V'atomisale mimenu, and you're ignoring him. V'ueina misale mimcho, and the Yetzer never ignores you. He's always focusing on you. Lovash lecho big day ayedidus, ve'edo adeo avo lecho. And he's dressed in such friendly clothes. And he has jewelry which make him look so nice and so gishmak, and he's so friendly. And everything he wants for you is only your best. V'nichnas bichlal nemonecho, v'anshe atzoscho skulas oyhavecho. And he's in there with any eitzah. There he is. Nemones, he only wants the best for you. And ad kedei kach, his nismach, his nimsach, all with one. When did we last meet the Yetzer Hara? Never. We met on the Yetzer Hara. We met a Sinai. There's a person who thinks that last time he did an Avera. When he knows Chloe did an Avera, was the Yetzer Hara or was himself? If he's emistic, he says, it was me. I decided to do this Avera. I made a bad choice. I was Boicher. No, Rabbi Sai, it was your Yetzer. But the Yetzer is so much involved in the Mensch, and so much one with the Mensch, that we can't even be Mavdil. Is it me? Is it him? When I decide to do something, is it me or is it my Yetzer? When I think of an Yetzer, when I think of an idea, is it me or is it my Yetzer? Is it this signing? I felt, listen, I had to do that. I thought that was so good for me. You thought it was good for me? Or your signing came with big day av or big day nemonis, and he's telling you, it's so good for you. This is so good. This is what you should do. But we don't hear it, that it's a Yetzer. You have a Yetzer apnimi. Once Adam was choite from the Eitz Hadas, the Yetzer came inside of us and is one with us. Ratzel Ratzoincha, Umare Mirim Mizoisov, Kritzoisov, Vuhu Moire Oischa, Bechitzov, Hamamisim, Lesharechcha, Me'eretz Chaim. And he's running to all your rotzen, and the chayre is all the toivoscha, and the mice is shooting you, and he wants to kill you, and be misharish as uprutas from olam habo.
The Rabbein Shalom created a Yetzer. Oy. Koirach. Dasa Maviron. Mosayim Chamishim Ish, Rosh Yitzin Hadras. They all had a Yetzer. How we see? There's a Yetzer Hara. Now we can learn from this parasha. We can't understand their Yetzer Hara. We can't understand them, but there is a Yetzer Hara. And with all the godless, there's a Yetzer Hara. Be'emes, the second Nakuda is, how can there not be? A mensch came to this world to be omid benisyonis. We sometimes think, and quite often you think, if I would have been by Har Sinai, if I would have seen the nisim that they saw, I'd be such a tzaddik. And the answer is, maybe. Oh, but you have to know. You still have nisyonis. Kol ha-godol mechaveiro yitzri godol imenu. How godel are these people that we're talking about? Trillions of miles above us. That's their godless. So how godel is their Yetzer? Let's not make a mistake and say that the COVID here and the kina here and all these things, oh, I wouldn't have fallen for that and etc., etc. And it's just the shikul kina from a gabois. Or it's just a shtus to want to do something too ruchni, to jump on a madrega which you're not holding by, or something like that. Oh, I wouldn't have done that. We don't have their godless, we don't have their Yetzer Hara. I meant to venture to suggest if we do something like them, our machtos would not afterwards end up on the Mizbeach. I don't think we have any hasog of what that type of avoider is. The second Nakuda, Kala Godel Mechaveira Yitzhak Godel Mimenu. And it has to be, because there's always Nisyonis. That's why the Rabban Hashem gave us this Yetzer. So they also had Nisyonis. And we have to take for out of that and realize we're going to have Nisyonis. And I'm going to be attacked by this Soine. I have the Soine, and I'm going to be in Nisyonis. That's life. That's our opportunity to grow. So, Eino Chanami, let's bring it down to our little world. We have our little tiny Yetzer Harela, klapi what they had. And we have little tiny Nisyon Alach, which for them they'd laugh. But that's us. To take these Limudim and then bring it down to us. To realize we're all in danger. We all have this sign. Rabbi Yisrael in O Yisrael, in Igeris Beis, the third limud, says, Mu'unim on anachnu betaivas hamedumim. We're suffering, we're afflicted with our imaginary taivas. Ha-kovet, ha-moitzis o'adam min ha-olam. And we mentioned the Mishnah. Hakoved amotis adam min ha'olam melafafenu. The covet surrounds us. Ve'achrov neilech. We run after covet. Ubi'ikvois of neitzei. And wherever the covet goes this way, there we are. The covet goes that way, there we are. We have to be there. Covet, 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 covet. That's what we need. We need, we want. Seamus near Dauphin. We need, we want. Mebalbel moicheinu, umechale koicheinu, lehochin te sipukoi. He's mebalbel us. We make so many stupid mistakes because of COVID. He didn't smile at me right. The Rebbe doesn't hold on me. My chavrusa thinks I'm stupid. I can't ask this kasha. Why can't I ask this kasha? Good. What will people think? I don't understand. Oh, but maybe they'll think I'm stupid. So the COVID prevents me from learning properly. V'kahena v'kahena, COVID is poison. And we all suffer from it. All of us. You know, when the Chofetz Chaim came to Asifas to speak later on in his years when he was held, Mamash, the God of the Shebe Gedolim, the Batei Medrash were packed, and they had to carry him on a chair over the Tzibur. They couldn't even make a path so the Chofetz Chaim could go. So they used to carry him over the Tzibur. It was a tremendous kavod. You know? So many people came to hear him, and they're carrying him over. He used to say, people heard him saying, they're schlepping the Nevela, they're schlepping the Nevela. COVID's poison. I have to take an antidote to the poison. Ayin Korach. Again, we're not trying to understand Korach, because in Korach we're trying to learn the sugya and bring it down to us. In Ois Dalet, this is noch an akuda. Igeris Dalet. Tachluei ha-nefesh, the sicknesses of the nefesh, ha-taiva, ve-ha-tovos, heima bo-ichreo. The tachluei nefesh, the taiva, making mistakes, they mess up our avodah. Ha-taiva bo-eres, vanetia do-lekes, the taiva brens. A person has the taiva, he's there, he's pushed here, he's pushed here. Or Hanatia, the Negias Doilekes, after it means it's shining, it's like a Ner is Doilek. And then Negias takes us here and takes us there. Ayin Korach. Again, not that we can understand Korach, but the Limud, his Negias. He comes out, he's going to destroy Moshe Rabbeinu because of his Negias. He wants to be the Nosi. And it makes us be metayr the sheretz, asher tomei tomei yikra beis metzoylos says din v'cheshbon al pri mala le'ish. Then when it comes to the din lamalo, and the Rabbeinu Shalom is going to say, why did you do this? Then claw, it's tomei, it's a sheretz. Oh, but down here, when we're in the throes of the negias, he's been Messiah. He's invented the Torah himself. And Beget Shekulei Tcheles. Klal Yisrael is a Beget Shekulei Tcheles. Why does Chazal bring this marshal of a Beget Shekulei Tcheles? The smichas to Parashat Tzitzis. But where did they get that from? So the Maral, because there's the Havon in it. What did they mean to say? Klal Yisrael is a beggar to Kula Tcheles. Kula Eda, Kulam Kedoshim. Don't need one chut, special chut. You don't need a special kain. And a Medrash carries on and says that he had another Shaila for them. A Bais Mali Sforim. Does it need a mezuzah? Where'd they get that from? So the Maral is just the Hemshech of the ideas. They were teaching the ideas, what he was saying. Moshe Rabbeinu, who's the Malei Sforim, is teaching us Torah. Klal Yisrael is a bias Malei Sforim. We don't need one Rebbe. We don't need a mezuzah. We don't need something special. They're teaching his snagdas to Moshe and Aaron. We call Eid Lakulam Kedoshim. Oh, it's all one big Negias. He calms his Negias. This is Metah the Sheretz. And even though the Torah is loy bashomayim, like we spoke a couple of weeks ago, this is the Rabbi Saul I was looking for. Agam she Torah mesura livnei adam lachto chinyonik vi matara seichel einoishi loy nichbishahi lasois baka chepzeinu. We can't pervert the Torah. We have to learn Torah's Hashem. And then within the bounds of the Chochmas HaTorah, paskin what we have to paskin and understand what we have to understand, but within the bounds of learning Torah. We're not supposed to write our own Torah and come out with our own Torah. Lo bashamayim hi. Reb Kairach, where did you get this shita? Kol ha'edo kulam kadoshim hayim. Vushteta zah shita. Elamai, mamleches koini v'goy kadosh. Inochanami? But learn what it means, mamleches koini v'goy kadosh. It's not a steer to having a Moshe and an Aaron. Lo nichvashahi la'asus kechevseinu. Our pitaluchos ritzoneinu, our negiyas. We start saying, this is the pshad, and this is the halacha, and it's all negiyas. Pigul hu lo yerotze. Such a malach is pigul, lo yerotze. Mashiach told us over, once there was a maisa, there was a certain Talmid Chochem, so to speak, who asking something, decided something, and the Chaznish was mamish, eish lahava against him. So they said to the Chaznish, but he's a Talmid Chochem. He had negiyas. Chaznish said, if he had negiyas, he's nishkan Talmid Chochem. Negiyas is a steer to a Talmid Chochem. A Talmid Chochem is roya trefe la'atzmoy. Talmid Chochem hat nishkan negiyas. Why not? Because if a Talmid Chochem is trained that the whole Chochmah comes from Torah, and to be sensitive and careful, I know I have a Netiyas for Negiyas, make sure I don't have any Negiyas. That's a Talmid Chochem. Oh, but Talmid Chochem has Negiyas. Inishkin Talmid Chochem. Negiyas is so dangerous. Pigul hu lo yerotze. So what are we going to do? We have a Yetzirah. We have Nisyonos. That's why we came here. We have these midas. Taiva, Kovid, Vechule, Negiyas. How are we going to be Oymid in these Nisyonos? Next week's parasha, there's an interesting few psukim, which the Gemara in Bava Basra Ayin Ches Darshans. A famous Gemara. But maybe we need to learn a little bit more of the Gemara. And then after we can have a Hatzolah here. Omer Reb Shmuel Bar Nachman, Omer Reb Yochanan, Mai Dichsiv Al Kein Yomru HaMoishlim Bo Cheshben. He's psukim in next week's parasha, which not exactly understood why the Torah brings these whole psukim, but if you pshuta, you'll see what the different ma'alchim are, what they hear. After Klal Yisrael conquered Cheshbon, which was originally the city of Moav, and Sichon conquered it, and then we weren't allowed to take any chelik of Moav, but because Sichon conquered it, we were able to conquer it and take it and be Yorish it. So, Shleit, Al Kain Yomra Moishlim Boyu Cheshbain, Tibone Vetikoinen Ir Sichoin, Ki Eish Yotza Mi Cheshbain, Lehova Mikiria Sichoin, Nen Hemshech Ochla Or Moyer, Bali Bomis Arnoin. We'll just look at the beginning of the Gemara. The Gemara darshens it and explains. The first part, Mesilas Yesharim brings in Zehiras Ki Yodua, Al Kein Yomra Amoishlim. Who are the Moishlim? Elo Amoishlim BeYitzrom. This whole thing came is what the Moishlim BeYitzrom, the people who are Sholeit on their Yetzer. They have a Yetzer, and they're Moishel on the Yitzrom. And what do they say to us? Boyu Cheshbon. Boyu V'Nachshav Cheshbon Shel Olam. You want to be work on your Yetzer? How did we get there? Like the Mesilas Yesharim says, you can only get this Yetzer from the people who succeeded, the Moshe BeYitzrom. They can give us the Yetzer. Nobody else can give us the Yetzer. Because the people who are in the throes of the Yetzer and are conquered by the Yetzer, anything they're going to say, who knows, whether it's Emes or it comes from the Yetzer. But the Moshe BeYitzrom, They can give us the Eitzes, famous marshal to a maze. So how are you going to negotiate the maze? There's no way of getting through the maze. Every path looks like it's the same, and it's going to the same place, and it ends up in nothing. But the people who got to the center and know the route, they can direct you. And so that's what the Mesillas Yeshayim says. The Moshe and the Yitzhak, so they tell us, how do you get there? You have to live with the Cheshbon, Rabbi Yisai. Boyu Cheshbon. Boyu v'nachshov Cheshbonu shel Olam. Hefseid mitzvah k'neged schara. Schara veira k'neged hefseido. You have to live with a cheshbon. Anything you're going to do, which a yetzer is there and giving you eitzes, and you're not sure, is it this, is it that, sit down and make a cheshbon with your seichel. Tibone v'tikoinein. Yesichoin. Zog the Gemara. Ima ta oise kein. If you live with a cheshbon, you choshed yourself, you choshed every decision, you live with a cheshbon, then you can build yourself. What's the pshat? Tibone. Oilam azeh, Rabbi says a binyan, we're here to build. Shlav acha, shlav acha, shlav. Yes, yetzahara. Yes, Nisyonis. What's the point? Binyan. Tibane v'tikoinein. Build the ear. We have to build ourselves. That's why we have these Nisyonis. And then we'll be firm. We'll be a real metzias for Olam Abba. Tikoinein v'Olam Abba. Ear sichoin. So the Hemshel. Tibane v'tikoinein ear sichoin. So the Gemara. Im meisim atzmai. Im meisim adam atzmo ke ayon ze shemahalech ach asicha no. If a mensch makes himself like this donkey who goes after a sicha no, after sweet talk, maksiv acharov. What does it say afterwards? Tibonev tikonin ir sichon ki eish yotzo mi cheshbon leharva mi kiryas sichon. Maksiv acharov. Ki eish yotzo mecheshvin, teitze eish mi mechashvin, v'toichal es she'eino mechashvin, v'lehova mikiria sichoin, mikiria tzadikim shenikru sichin. If a person goes after the sicha noel, like the ayozeh, like a donkey, then there's a tremendous taina against him, who? The mechashvim, the tzaddikim who didn't. Why couldn't you be like Yena? There'll be a tviya in Shemayim. Ribbono shel Olam had such a big yetzahara. And Nisyonis was so did he. And he was oimed. Why weren't you like him? Don't tell me you couldn't be oimed. He's a raya that you could be oimed. Everyone has their Nisyonis, tailor-made. Oh, but the mechashvin were I made, the Moshe and the Yitzram were I made, teitzei eish mi mechashvin, v'toicha l'sheina mechashvin, v'lehova mikiria sichoin, mikiria sadikim shenikru sichin. Rabbi Yisai, I don't understand. Your first darshan, ir sichoin, is meisim adam atzmo ke'ayo ze shema'alech acha sichano. Sichon is sichano, sweet talk. That's the Yetzirah. And then you tell me, kiryas sichon is kiryas tzadikim shenikru sichin, who are called sichin, etzim, plants that grow, adam etz asode, tzadik katom o yifroch, they grow. So, what is it? What is sichon? A sichonor, or is a sichin a tzaddik? Is sichon the ayor? Is the ear sichon the ayor, the donkey, or is it kiryas hatzadikim? Teretz is. All depends. Says Chazal, the Gemara says, imesim al adam atzmo k'ayor zeh. If you decide to make yourself like an ayah zer. You are not making a cheshbon. You decide, I'm not living with a cheshbon.
I'm going to be like a donkey who doesn't have any seichel. I'm not using my seichel. I'm not making a cheshbon. Oh, so don't blame the Ribbono Shel Olam. And don't blame your Yetzirah. You decided. You have Bechira. Meisim Atzmon Ka'ayozer. Sholech HaChasicha Noah.
Look at these Roshis and Hadros. They didn't go after Sicha Noah. That's exactly how they fell into the problem. They were Shcheinim with Koirach, Shmuzerai with Koirach, Dosim Vavirim with Shcheinim, Achasicha Noah. Hare, it's a shtus what the 250 people did. Why didn't they realize that?
Meisim ad Adam Asmu Kayos, Ishmalach Achasicha Noah. That's Irsichoid. But if you're not, and you're a mechashev, and you live with your seichel, and you're choshed, you understand it could be a yetzahara, you understand there are midas here, there's kavod, there's all these, there's taiva, there's all these things which are playing on me, there's all the negias, I want to know what's the emes la'mitoi. So you're living with a cheshbon, then the ir sichoin becomes the kiriyas sichoin. A kiriya is much bigger than an ear. A kiriya is much more bonui than the ear. The ear sichain tibone v'tikainen. Yes, we have a yetzer. Yes, we have nisyones. Oh, but build yourself. That's the whole vault. And it's up to us. Imesim adam atzmai. Ooh. It's pleasurable. It's sichano. It's gishmak. It's this. It's that. It's the other. Who's talking? Me. No. You're soine. It's all an opportunity to build yourself. Become a kiriya sichoin. If you build yourself, then you're a tzaddik, a siach. You grew tzaddik katoma yifroch ke'erez balavon en yizke. The tzaddik grows like a tamar. A tamar has very, very strong roots. And at the beginning when you plant a tamar, they say you don't see a shoot for 5 years. Oh, but the roots are spreading and spreading. The tamar, the date palm, has very, very strong roots. The etzem tree is quite schwach, the trunk of the tamar. Oh, but the tzaddik builds himself with shiroshim. Mitzad that, his katoma yifroch. Oh, but the miser, once he gets built, his ka'erez, a powerful trunk which can't be moved, Keres, Balavon, and Yiske become stark. The Irsichoin turns into the Kiryasichoin. Kiryas HaTzadikim Shetkua Kesichin. What the pshat! And to understand Koirach, to understand even Dosen Vaviron, they weren't Poshta people. The Pashtas is Dosen Vaviron were the Shoitrim who were beaten in Mitzrayim and went to complain to Paro, and they suffered for Klal Yisrael. And maybe, were they amongst the Shivim Zkenim, who later became the Zkenim? And called Ponim, in Shmois, they were Yotzim Nitzavim, the same notions we have over here, it was Dosan Vavira. They weren't so Pashto people. They came out of Mitzrayim, they didn't die in Makas Choshech, they weren't Pashto people. And to understand the 250 Rosh Hashanah of Adonish, not Shayach. Oh, but we can learn from these parashas. We have a Yetzirah. Kol HaGodol Mechaver Yetzirah Godol Mimenu. They had a Yetzirah, we have a Yetzirah. Take it and take the Limudim and now let's make it for ourselves. If I want to build myself, I can learn tremendous Limudim from this. The koyach of kovid, the koyach of negias, umeala koil al ken yomru amoishlim, boyu cheshbon. If we live with a cheshbon, then tibone v'tikoinein. You'll build yourself, you'll become a kiriya, tibone b'olam hazeh, and then tikoinein b'olam haba will be shtak, will be so self-made people, a real yesh in olam haba.